It's time again for Checkoff Chat. Yep, that's right. Courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that's involving you as well. You can find some fantastic recipes, learn more about our Wisconsin beef producers, and keep up on the latest trends at beeftips.com. Again, you can follow on social media as well, Wisconsin Beef Council. And joining us today is Gary Sutherland. He's one of the new faces on the Wisconsin Beef Council's board. Remember, the board is made up of a lot of different agribusiness representatives from across the state. Gary, tell them a little bit about why you're on the Wisconsin Beef Council board and kind of your role.
Yeah, Pam. The Milwaukee Stockyards actually has two seats on the board, and we have for years. I had been on it probably 20, 25 years ago and decided to come back on and see what was new. And so as a result, the state offered to send me out to Denver and learn a little bit more about how the Federation works and the separation between promotion and the political function of the NCBA.
Right, yeah, and Gary just was out in Denver, like he said, representing Wisconsin on the state beef councils, and that's kind of the State Federation Council. That's a little bit different deal than some of the other committees that our Wisconsinites serve on. Tell me a little bit about what you were doing, Gary, and you weren't alone on that trip.
No, there was three other representatives that went out with us, along with Tammy Vossen, who heads our State Beef Council. And primarily, it was a learning process. So we got to learn what the federal federation, or however you want to phrase it, does for our state and how they promote beef. And so it was a good thing for me to witness. There's been some people that don't quite understand that promotion and the politics of the NCBA are two separate things, and they did a good job of describing how they keep that separate, and that all of the farmers' dollars are not going to the political efforts, but they are going to promotion of beef.
Right. Promotion, education, research, that is for sure. Now, Gary, you see this on a day-to-day basis as the manager of the Milwaukee Stockyards. Tell me a little bit on what your experience was previously being on the beef board and what it feels like at least getting started this next round.
I think the thing I was most impressed with, 20 years ago, the slogan, beef, it's what's for dinner, or where's the beef, and they were doing those things, and they did a lot of television spots and even radio spots in that, and they've kind of evolved. They've taken on, and they are more concerned with how social media works, influencers. They seem to have changed with the times, and I think it's a good thing. I applaud the efforts that they're making, and I think they also offer a lot of support to Tammy on the statewide level because, honestly, the state's been working on basically the same budget for the last 20 years, and they make it work. But without the support of the federal effort and some of the things they do, be it some of the back office items or even answering questions or whatever kind of support that Tammy needs, they're there for them.
Yeah, the other thing that sometimes I think we fail to realize, even at the local level, beef quality assurance. I mean, that's a program that the beef producers have been promoting for a long time. It's gotten to be more and more critical as an element of marketing right here in the state of Wisconsin. You must see that on a regular basis.
Yeah, BQA has been something that's probably come to light here in the last 5 to 10 years. And there's certain packing houses that are requiring that they are certified by BQA. Others are not quite as stringent on that, but it is a good program. And it's just it's assuring that the farmer has good animal husbandry and that they have good practices.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is Gary Sutherland. He's the manager of the Milwaukee Stockyards, and he is also one of the voices of Wisconsin that most recently connected at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for the State Beef Council's update on basically orientation on what's going on with regards to the checkoff and a little bit on compliance. Like you mentioned earlier, Gary, that's one thing that they really want to make sure they're driving home early in your experience to recognize the very well-defined lines and responsibilities with those checkoff dollars.
Absolutely. I think some people think that they're out there and doing the politics of it with their dollar, and they absolutely are not. That's a totally voluntary situation, and there's a definite line within the NCBA between promotion and the politics of the NCBA.
So let's talk about where you go from here. Now, we said that you are a recurring face, shall we say, representing Wisconsin on the State Beef Council. What did you do in the past, Gary? Do you remember?
Well, I'm getting old, but not quite that old. We go to quarterly meetings, and they update us on what the different programs are. They do ask for our input into their programs and suggestions that they might have. And so they usually break it down into committees, and those committees then decide how they're going to use the dollars within the state. And I guess, you know, just to remind people, when they put their dollar in, 50 cents of it is going to the state and 50 cents of it is going to the federal program.
Mm-hmm. Since you engaged in the process the last time, did you notice anything? We've got Cattlemen's Beef Board, their structure, and like you said, how they kind of mined all of the contracts that are involved with checkoff dollars. Was there anything else that caught your attention when you were involved in orientation in Denver?
Tough question there, Pam. I'm not sure exactly how I want to answer it. I think I've maybe touched on some of the things, and just that the autonomy between the NCBA, be it the, you know, they're not using the farmer's dollar to go out there and do anything in Washington or anything else. It's strictly towards the research, education, and promotion of beef. And they have pretty strict protocol about making sure that they are accountable for that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's one thing I see on the agenda. The fiduciary responsibilities of people like you on the State Beef Council representing Wisconsin. You guys, I'm sure, were reminded about, I guess we'd say, protecting the image of beef in part of your responsibilities.
Well, absolutely. And I think that goes back to, you know, some of the support that the feds will give him. Because, you know, there's certain times that you'll see things in the media and, you know, someone like Tammy is going to have to address that situation. And the federal level has seen these in different areas, and so they generally will come up and, you know, consult with Tammy on how best to address that situation.
In this day and time, Gary, with the way that things are going, and like you said, questions by producers, are you still feeling pretty good about how the checkoff dollars are being managed and what they're ultimately bringing back to the farm gate?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, beef is still the primary protein that people seek out. Right now, beef prices are at a high for probably the last 10 years. We've seen some situations out west where there's some drought, and so the cattle numbers are down a bit. I think the only thing holding beef back right now is just the price in the grocery store, and that the consumer may have a little trouble, you know, affording it.
Yeah, you're right. And there's always option, folks. Don't forget about that. That's part of the reason why we talk to people like Gary Sutherland. Remember, beeftips.com's got all kinds of information on how you can look at those alternative cuts of beef and still make the most of your dollar. Gary Sutherland along with us. He is one of the managers at the Milwaukee Stockyards. More importantly, he's a brand new face and voice for Wisconsin on the Federation of State Beef Councils Board. He went through orientation along with Brady Wieland, Hannah Stotts, and Chad Stevenson recently out in Denver. Now, if you want to follow up on how checkoff dollars are being used here in the state of Wisconsin and beyond, I offer you beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Like Gary said, they are always paying attention to exactly what the dollars are designed to be used for. And remember, that's beef producers as well as dairy producers in the state of Wisconsin. Checkoff Chat today featuring Gary Sutherland from the Milwaukee Stockyards.